How do you speak to your audience's problem without attracting those who are so far into their problem they will never afford to work with you? Basically, how do you talk to the problem without talking to tire kickers who just need to think about it? The truth is that it's not about having a better offer or better sales script and about being more pushy on sales calls. The difference comes down to something that I like to call problem grounding. This is kind of a cool approach to really speaking to these people's problems in a way that naturally speaks to and attract power buyers who are actually ready to invest. So today, I'm gonna pull back the curtain and show you why the way that you're currently speaking to your audience's problem might be the very reason why you're attracting people who will never be able to afford your very high-level solutions. You see, what I want you to understand is that most coaches and experts have been taught that the best way to get clients is to agitate their pain, right? Like really speak to their problem and go at it in such an intense way that these people will feel like they need to solve it right now. But in reality, when you do that, you become what I call the Ursula speaking to the poor, unfortunate soul. You're basically amplifying pain and attracting people who are paralyzed by their problems, not really empowered to solve them. I did an entire podcast episode talking about the different types of urgency and how most often people who feel the most urgent and desperate need to solve the problem right now are typically the ones that are way too paralyzed to do anything about it. And when you talk about agitating the problem and really getting into the pain, the emotions of the situation, what ends up happening is that you attract these very people, the ones that are too paralyzed to take action, who feel overwhelmed by their problems, who are in a very much scarcity mindset and are reacting emotionally rather than strategically to solve the problems, basically. So enrolling them into your offer feels harder. You need to convince them more. And these are the type of people who tell you they can't afford it, they need to think about it, they will come back and never do, right? No matter how much you dig into the pain, that's what you come across. Meanwhile, your true ideal client, like your power buyer, these are gonna be people that when they read that type of content, they will keep on scrolling right past it because it doesn't speak to them. It doesn't speak to their way of viewing the world. It doesn't speak to their way of viewing the problem. And they're just not connecting with it. So this is where problem grounding comes in. To me, problem grounding is about describing the challenges that your audiences have with a very specific details in terms of their environment and their identity so that they feel like you are literally speaking to them. So to give you an example, instead of saying something like you're struggling to attract clients as part of your message, you would say, you have invested in high quality content that gets some engagement. You're taking action. You're putting yourself out there. And yet your calendar is filled with discovery calls that end up with, I need to think about it, leaving you wondering why all that visibility isn't translating to actual clients or results. Can you see the difference? That second approach shows them that you understand their very specific reality, not just this like generic pain. And to me, it's not just about being more specific. It's really about grounding the problem to their reality of the person that you want to be able to attract. So let me give you another example. If you are a coach that's coaching executives and helping them with getting a promotion or advancing their career, you might say like you're struggling to get promoted. But again, that's what everybody else is saying. And your buyer is going to scroll right past that. Instead, when you are doing problem grounding, you would say, you're a senior leader within the organization and you're consistently delivering amazing results and mentoring your team to excellence. And you find yourself watching less experienced colleagues than you advance to C-suite while you remain overlooked. And it has left you kind of thinking of your heads down focus and the way that you've been performing has actually built your reputation, has made you invisible for strategic leadership roles, despite clearly having the vision and the capabilities that your company really needs to exceed or succeed at that executive level. So can you notice a difference here where I was being really kind of generic versus speaking to their identity as high-performing leaders who are excelling at their current responsibilities and doing a great job? And we're getting into the nitty-gritty details of like, what's going on with them? What does this frustration look like? What is the situation that they're experiencing in their lives right now? So when you ground problems in specific details like this, something kind of magical happens. You will very naturally filter for clients who can afford your solutions. Wait, what? So the reason is that premium clients aren't looking for somebody to come in and validate their pain. Instead, they're looking for someone who understands their world and can provide insights that they haven't heard before. This is really honestly the very, very key. It's about providing insights. Like, think about how you have made high ticket purchasing decisions in the past. Do you buy because you had somebody make you feel bad about your situation? Or do you buy when you recognize that somebody really understands your specific challenges and has a solution? I have a theory that most people think that their problem is unique and it's like, you don't get it. My situation is different. So when you speak to the specific, you attract people who feel like you can understand the problem, right? Your power buyers, they've downloaded the freebies, they've watched webinars, they very likely invested in a lot of solutions, and they're still experiencing their problem. What makes these people reach for their credit card is that moment of recognition, that feeling of, oh, this person really gets me. Like, they see the problem in a very different way, and they're talking about it in a way that nobody else has articulated before. So ultimately, problem grounding creates that moment of recognition, and it does it very specifically for the sophisticated buyers who are actually ready and looking to invest in solving that problem right now. But then to me, there's another really crucial element to effective problem grounding. You need to reference the very specific environment where your ideal client is experiencing the problem as well. So let me give you another example for this. If you are a relationship coach for professional women, you might say something like, you've built an enviable career and you're a lifestyle that really looks perfect on paper, yet you find yourself coming home to an empty apartment where all of your achievements that really impress everybody else feels really hollow to you. And when you do date, you consistently meet people who are initially attracted by your drive and your success, but then become intimidated by your drive, leaving you wondering if you have to choose between ambition and finding a partner who truly gets who you are. Now, hopefully you can see how specific I was with that. So this speaks to specific environments, like that contrast between the professional success and coming home alone, right? It speaks to very specific experiences, like dates being intimidated by their success. And then it also speaks to a very specific identity conflict that this ideal audience has, like choosing between their career and a relationship, right? And so when you think about it, when a power buyer reads this or hears you talk about it, they're gonna feel like immediately seen in a way that generic statements about like finding love simply will not be able to help you achieve. So for me, problem grounding is also great at helping you bypass skepticism, because I feel like, to be honest with you, premium clients have heard generic problem statements before. And I actually find that just because somebody is a power buyer, it doesn't mean that they're like, let me just throw money away and invest and give my money away to whoever, right? I find that they're typically even more skeptical. So you have to do a really good job of building trust and showing them that your solution is the solution, really making a case for what you do. So when you get very specific with grounding that problem, you're cutting through marketing fatigue and creating so much more trust with that audience and making what you do feel even more like a need to have. So when you can describe their world with such accuracy, they're going to assume that you can solve their problems with that same precision. Mind you, we don't want to get into Ursula language where we're just agitating pain. We're speaking to the problem. It's very different to speak to problem than speaking to pain. And so what happens is that you get to skip the convincing phase and move into talking about people or to people who are now evaluating your solution instead. So if you want to start implementing problem grounding in your content, you want to start by thinking about the very specific environments where your ideal clients are experiencing the problem that you solve. What are their situations? What specific language are they using? What identity factors make their experience really unique and different? What are some of the patterns that they're experiencing that they might not have yet articulated in a very clear way? The more that you can precisely ground that problem to their specific reality, the more that it's going to actually truly be able to captivate those power buyers into your business. So understanding how to ground problems effectively, to me, isn't just about attracting more clients. It means that you end up speaking to people who make decisions really fast. They're smart. They're great at making decisions. They're going to value your expertise. They're going to implement your advice, get amazing results, and then refer people who are just like them We all want that as well, right? So this is literally what happens when you stop trying to convince everybody that they have a problem and you start demonstrating that you understand the problem and a reality that they have in a way that nobody else out there has ever done before. It's about creating content that makes your ideal clients feel like you've been basically reading their diary, right? And I get this a lot when people tell me, like, how do you know that this is exactly what's going on with me? That's what you want your audience to feel like. It's like, wait, what? That's the power of problem grounding. It creates really instant recognition and trust with the exact people that you obviously want to work with. So ask yourself, are you right now speaking to generic pain points, or are you grounding the problems in the specific reality that your power buyers, your ready to invest ideal clients actually have right now in their lives? The difference is honestly going to transform your business. So if you want to know if your messaging is effectively grounded to attract power buyers, let's hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment, and I'm going to look at your message and tell you if you're speaking to the people who are ready or the people who are more paralyzed in their ability to take action, and what you need to shift in order to speak to those who are power buyers right now. Better yet, I will literally write your messaging for you so that you know exactly how to speak to power buyers within your audience. So what you want to do is go to brandmessagesession.com or find the link underneath this episode. You'll find all the info there and book that call directly with me. Make sure that you subscribe and you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, obviously on YouTube. And let me know in the comments below, how specifically are you grounding your problems in your current content? I would love to hear your approach. I will see you in another episode.